All right, AJ, and we're talking about northern corn leaf blight. Tell me a little bit, what exactly is the disease, first of all?
Well, northern corn leaf blight is it's a very easily identifiable disease. If you go out into the field, northern corn leaf blight is a very large, long, oblong-sized lesion, and it's typically a tannish to grayish color, and you know, most of us identify it as looking cigar-shaped. And the thing about northern corn leaf blight is it becomes a very, very large lesion and can take up a lot of leaf area and remove leaf area that will ultimately be photosynthetically active to that corn plant.
And you guys have been kind of tracking this for a little while, but it's really important because it's coming up right along the corn belt right now.
That's right. The conditions have really been ideal for northern corn leaf blight this year. So if you look at what northern corn leaf blight likes for temperatures and humidity, it likes to be in the range of about 64 to 81 degrees. So it's actually a disease that enjoys cooler temperatures. And for most of us in the Corn Belt, we've had cool conditions. And for northern to infect, it also likes free available water, heavy dews, overcast days. And really, that's been the story of our summer. We've been cool. We've had overcast days. We've had heavy, heavy dews this year. So it's been ideal conditions to see northern corn leaf blight spread. And so we've seen that happen now. And you get into different parts of the Corn Belt. We actually had infections occurring prior to tasseling, which is somewhat of a rarity, but just shows how ideal the conditions were for the disease.
Well, and unfortunately, what's the effect? What's it going to do to a grower's crop out there in the field? And what's BASF's recommendation for how to fix it?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's one of those diseases that can be really devastating if it comes in early in the season. And if you look at hybrid corn, you can expect, if northern corn leaf blight is visible before tasseling and is visible above the ear leaf, which we saw in several areas this summer, you can see yield losses up to 30%. So it just shows how aggressive this disease can be. And if you get into, you know, seed corn or popcorn, those losses can be even greater. So the big thing to keep in mind when managing northern corn leaf blight is that we have to be out there scouting and be proactive in dealing with it. So, you know, in some areas, where we may be starting to move towards the blister or milk stage out there in our corn, you know, there's still potential to lose 10 to 15% of the yield if we have northern above the ear leaf and we have it treated to protect against that crop. And so, you know, the bottom line is we really want to be proactive in managing this thing and get it ahead of infection, keep green leaf tissue green, keep it working for us. But at this point in season, it's going to be really critical to get out there, do some scouting, and if you have any infection occurring, even later in the year, get out there and manage it with Headline Amp.
Now, is it something that we're going to see year after year? Is it something that has just, you know, come, this season, growing season's been, like, really great, and then now all of a sudden we're really cool again. Is this something that they could see even later into when we get some warmer temperatures after maybe August comes around?
Yeah, you know, typically northern corn leaf blight is one that infects later in the season, believe it or not. It's typically maybe a later August or sometimes September disease, because that's when we start to cool off and get the right conditions for that disease to develop. And typically in July and early August, we're in the upper 80s or lower 90s, and that's just not ideal conditions for northern. But since we've had such ideal conditions so far this year, and the extended forecast looks like we're going to stay in that pattern, you know, I expect to see infection going all the way into the late parts of the season this year. So it's kind of an oddity. And you look at northern, it is one that's continued to grow in the incidence that we see it. It survives on corn residue, so it's going to splash up and be wind blown around. We see more and more of it every year. So it's one that we've definitely been paying attention to and keeping an eye on. And this just happens to be really the ideal conditions for it to have kind of a breakout year.
All right, AJ. Well, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you want to let growers know about what they can do in keeping ahead and being proactive on northern corn leaf blight?
Yes. Just keep in mind that Headline Amp fungicide really is it's got two active ingredients that are excellent on northern corn leaf blight. The product works very, very well. So if you're out there scouting and seeing any disease, take a look at Headline Amp as an option to help manage that. And also visit headlineampfungicide.com to get additional information.
He's AJ Wood here talking to us about Northern Cornleaf Blight from BASF. I'm Leah Guffey reporting.